You go ahead. You go.
Our number here is 212-868-0975. It's 8:48 in the morning, and we're taking your calls. We are not only talking about what's going on in the legal world. We're not only talking about the question of empowerment and talking about collective purchasing. One of the things I also want to go back again to talk about is about elderly people. Should we retest them? Should we allow them to drive? Yeah, it was a terrible accident. We only touched upon it yesterday at the end, and our hearts went out to the families of two young kids playing on a soccer team, how it affected the entire team, much of the papers covering those stories this morning again. And, yeah, the fact that he was drunk is one thing, but all you know what?
We're talking about 82-year-old Long Island man. His name is Vernon Ketcher. He was driving, and he plowed his Jeep into a minivan, killing two teens. What was discovered yesterday, originally they thought he was just old, but it was discovered yesterday that he had...
He was drunk.
Yeah, he was drunk. He had twice the legal limit in his blood, and he killed himself as well as Edward Luna. Edward Luna is not dead. He's injured. Jose Hernandez and Furman Bravo lost their lives, and the coach was injured, and a couple other the young kids. And these are young people. And your question is, should older people be tested at a certain age? And I agree. I think all people should be tested every 5 or 6. When you have to go back to get your license renewed, you need to be retested, because people's mental status, and it's not an age thing. Sometimes your motor skills are a little things change. People should be retested, particularly those over a certain age. But this is a case of drunk driving. This is a case of drunk driving, not of an elderly person not being able to drive well, right?
I mean, if you boil it down to, I mean, that's what they, that's, I'm sure that's the way, that's what it's going to read on the accident report. But,
they definitely have to take an eye test, so they should have to also do that half-hour test that you pointed out in England. That would be nice. Anyway, we have to go for a break. Mulazim and John, new callers. I know it's hard for you guys to hold on. Y'all not used to radio. But please hold on. You're listening to the hottest morning show in the world, 1600 WWRL, and it's 850.
WWRL.
The worldwide radio leader.
And put it, say, in an annuity. I just...